Welcome to the presentation of Empirical Aspects on Content Management. My name is Florian Stahl. I'm from Switzerland, from the University of St. Gallen. That's a small but, I think, famous business school in Switzerland and in Europe. And I'm working there at the Institute for Media and Communications Management. And we do their research between communication aspects, communication science, and information science, and bring there some elements of this broad range together. I'm working on content management now since 2 years, and we make evaluations and research in the area of content management, and I will present here some insights of our research and some results of our research. My presentation has 3 topics. I will introduce my presentation with some thoughts about content management from a theoretical and scientific point of view, and then the main part is I will present how content management is used in practice today, and we'll end the presentation with some challenges for the future. I think the first thoughts you know, why content management? I will only present here some facts which I found on different studies. You see, 85% of knowledge and information in large organizations is unstructured data, and according to the IDC, the International Data Corporation, for every knowledge worker, $7,500 per year is spent looking for or redoing something that was already created. And the Meta Group reports that the quantity of data inside an organization can double every 6 to 8 months. I'm not sure if this facts are right, but I think it's all for us clear that we need here content management. The present situation is that since several years the term content management has undergone an inflationary boom, and that a lot of systems now use the term content management. And in the same time, companies has extensive possibilities to digitalize and to store data, information, documents, content, or explicit knowledge. But that's not enough. The digitalization and the storage of data is not enough for profitable use within a company. And therefore, the content management methodology and technology was developed. The term content management is, in our opinion, or compromise, in our opinion, different technologies and methods for the profitable use of the flood of content, information and documents in the internet or in the in-house intranet or extranet. From a theoretical view, content management is a part of information management. Further, content management systems are a subcategory of information management systems. James O'Brien classifies content management from organizational view as a part of management information systems, which are all a subcategory of management support systems, respectively information systems. But content management can also is also a part of the enterprise knowledge management in theory, because a lot of other topics of knowledge management, like collaboration or information retrieval, are also important in content management. And so that's, in our opinion, a central element of knowledge management. Content management is a central element of knowledge management. Further, content management is, for us, directly related to the capabilities of the enterprise to design products, to communicate and to collaborate. What this means, I will explain. To design products, it means that it's today not enough, for example, for Nike to make a new shoe. It's also important to communicate this product. And therefore, you need a communication around your product that this product can be sold. And therefore, content management is important to communicate this product. And to communicate means also not only to communicate products and to design products, it means also to communicate between all stakeholders. Stakeholders, I mean here, for example, the user on the website, but also your employees in the company. And content management is directly related to the capabilities of enterprises to collaborate, because now it's possible that new collaboration between people to create content and to combine some competence between different departments of a company, for example. And so it's related to the capabilities of enterprise to collaborate. And for us, is content management in theory a management methodology which is supported by technology. I will come later back to this slide, and I will then explain what this means for us. Okay, now our research. Our empirical results are based on data gained within the scope of the evaluation of 65 content management systems. Therefore, we evaluated online editorial systems, web content management systems, enterprise content management systems, or cross-media solutions. And for the evaluation, we designed a special method which not only look on the supplier side. This method combines information from the suppliers and the experience from the customers about a content management system. And we analyze not only the data which we receive from the supplier, that are a lot of important information, but we make interviews with the top 5 reference customers of a content management system, and that was important to evaluate the CMS. But the goal of the interviews was not only to get information for the evaluation, it was also for us important to learn in the interviews how companies manage their information, documents or contents, or to answer the question in which way the theoretical aspects which are presented of content management are solved and implemented in the companies. Okay, and now I will show you how content management is applied in practice and what is the content management reality in practice. We asked the content managers of the companies, which play an essential role in the content management projects, what was their goals when they started their projects. And we heard a lot of goals, and we can think they want to solve all IT problems of the company. For example, they say to us, important is for the content management that with the content management system, the reuse of content is possible, faster production, update of content, means a shorter time to web, or the integration of different internal information services to have a single point of information. Yeah, and also they said to us a faster decision process, or the improvement of enterprise and customer communication, or the integration of external information and content to have a higher motivation for the user of a website. But that was the goals when they started the projects. But now, how do you work with your systems? We see another reality. We ask them how they use the content management system within their company, and it's not surprising that 90% use a system to manage their website, but only 31% use it for the intranet and 23% for the extranet. You see here that's more than 100%. The reason is that some multiple answers, and because they use it in a multiple way, their system in the company, and you see here that 13% use the system to manage the content on internet and intranet, only 7% on internet and extranet, and 14% on internet, extranet, and intranet. And I think that's important to know because when you hear, for example, the goal to reuse content, and you see that only 14% use their system for all networks in the company, you see that only 14% has the possibility to reuse content, for example, for the communication in the company, for the to inform the employees, and with the same content to inform in another way the customer or the user of the website. And 86% haven't the chance to reuse the content, and so they must they must have a redundant data structure in their company when they inform different stakeholders. And there, you see, it's not possible, for example, on this, I can say it here, that you can faster product content when you have different versions and different and redundant versions in different systems. Okay. The next question was how they evaluate their content management system. And to evaluate a system, you must know your requirements. You must know your business processes in your company, because that's important when you want to start with content management. But and the situation is that you have several hundred content management suppliers worldwide, and each company has different needs and requirements. But now, when you look how do companies choose a CMS in this situation, you see that only 45% evaluate systems, and 32% choose a CMS because of a personal contact to a CMS supplier or because of a recommendation from another company or from a friend. And the facet is that 55% of the companies choose a CMS without consideration of their needs and requirements. The next goal, another goal was the integration of information, different information systems in the content management system, or integrate this. And when we ask which is one, at least one other information system integrated, only 45% yes, and 55% has a standalone solution. The system is not integrated in other systems. Another topic, as I said before, is the collaboration and content management. Content management and collaboration are connected insofar as employees are able to cooperatively work on or create content independent of the barriers between departments or various companies, and those different knowledge and competences are linked together. I think that's also an essential argument and major advantage of content management, that it's possible that not only individuals, for example webmasters, are able to maintain the company's content and websites, but each department and each team is enabled to manage its own content on its own responsibility. And then we ask how many people of your company work with a content management system. And I make here a figure depending on the company size. And you see that in the small companies with only 10 employees, there are work a lot of the people, 50%, work there with a content management system. But when you look on the bigger companies, you see that only less than 10%, when you look on companies from 50 to open-end employees, that less than 10%, and when you look on the biggest companies with 1,000 or more employees, only 2% of the people are working with the system. And so the advantages of collaboration can't be used, because you can't then create content together or in a collaborative environment. And it's not the advantages of content management is not usable. And another aspect was corporate communication, the aspect of corporate communication with the CMS. And we asked the companies and the content managers if there are any communication aspects used with us in the CMS, and only 33% of the companies built virtual communities or communities of practice with the CMS, and the other make nothing. They don't use the CMS to improve the communication process. Okay, and in the end of our interviews, we ask the content managers if the content-related problems are solved. And then only 29% said, yes, our problems are now solved and the goals are achieved. And you see here that 36% said, yeah, not really, we are working in the moment and we hope in the next 6 months or so we will solve it. And 35%, no, it's not possible, we started the project on the wrong way and the problems are not solved today. I think that's not surprising when you see how they use the system and what they do with the system. Because when that's the same slide as before, you see I showed that the reuse of content is not possible when they use it only for the website. Also the faster production update of content, the shorter time to web is also not possible when they have standalone solutions. And okay, the faster decision processes, I'm not sure, but I don't believe that's really faster now. And improvement of enterprise and customer communication is also, for me, not clear, but I also don't believe that's a real improvement. Only the integration of external information content, we can say, yes, it's now possible. So only one goal is achieved and the other are not really achieved in the medium of all companies. And the same is here when I looked for this site where was before content management in theory. Content management in practice, I must say, it's not a part of enterprise information management in the moment. And it's not a part of enterprise knowledge management, and it's also not directly related to the capabilities of enterprise to design products, to communicate, or to collaborate. And the reason is, for me, that the content management is in the companies, in the moment, not a management methodology which is supported by technology. It's more a software technology which is insufficiently supported by the management perspective. Now I will present in some challenges in the future, of which we think are challenges in the future. We and also leading analysts like PwC or Forrester says that the most important things are that the integration in existing systems is necessary, and that the support of business processes and the improvement of the usability of a CMS from a customer perspective. Integration in existing systems means that relevant information and contents are hidden in backend systems and must be integrated. and less of these information and contents can be used to build in the moment to build a website. And that's indicate a replication of existing information and contents to the web. The support of business processes is also important for us because you must coordinate individual tasks. It's for the companies necessary the combination of unstructured and structured contents and the collaboration of between roles, groups, and users. And that's often not possible with a system and often not supported through a supplier that they help the company to reorganize and to their business processes that the content management works in the company. The improvement of the usability of a CMS means not only that it's easy to use from the author perspective, it should it means also that the CMS and the content and the code is structured in a logical way from a developer perspective that they can use the system to develop new aspects or modules, for example. And it's also the improvement of the usability of the CMS means also that the possibility to reuse components, not only content, to reuse content, also to reuse components that you can reuse templates, for example, which are created in one department, then you can use it in another department. And for us, it's also a challenge for the company that the methodology has a higher ranking and that the company not only means, okay, I buy now a license and then my problems are solved, that they think about the methodology of content management and give them a higher ranking. And I think that's no news. It should be an independent evaluation of a CMS, which is based on the requirement analysis, not on the recommendation. And focus on the solving the content-related problems. And for the CMS supplier, we think they should support not only content management from a technology perspective, they should support content management also from a management perspective. And that means that they do a stronger view and support of content management methodology. For example, to help to design a content lifecycle which are efficient and solve problems, and that they help to distribute content management in companies. That's not only a technical problem, that's often in our experience a communication problem, because the webmasters was, for example, before you introduce a content management system, the king of a company, because he was the only person who can manage the website. And now when you have a content management system, he loses some power, yes? And so it's important to make a communication strategy to introduce a content management system and to distribute it in a company. And, okay, one further challenge for CMS supplier is major investment in features which allows to integrate the CMS in other enterprise information and knowledge management systems. And there we think it's important to support open standards, not only open source, also open standards. Okay, I will finish my presentation now with some words from Cicero, Ceterum Censeo, closed software, delandum esse. And I will translate for you. Cicero said, and I am the opinion that closed software must be destroyed. Thank you. Okay. Now questions?
Go ahead, sorry, and I'll take the other.
Thank you. I'd just like to ask you, in this range of companies that you look at, did you just look at European companies, or did you look at world companies, or were they just companies with a certain, just in a certain range, I don't know, like technology companies, or did you just get anything?
No, we look on, it's all European companies. It was all European companies, but it was different sizes, and it was different branches or different markets. It was from Mercedes-Benz to small companies with only 10 people. It was, not a focus on one special branch also, but it was only in Europe.
To follow up, if I understood you, your way of locating your sample was to use five chief users that you got at from the vendors. Is that
exactly.
Is that right? Isn't it reasonable then to expect that your sample would have been biased toward the people that the vendors thought were the most successful users? So is there a sample bias, I guess?
Yes, but then you must reduce my information, because then you can say it's better, it's worth it.
So
then I present it. It's right, it's a possible bias in the data, but it was not another possibility. We must ask the suppliers, please give us your top five reference customers, and then we will do interviews with them. But when we make interviews, we found out that a lot of them said to us, the supplier is so bad, yes? And I'm not sure.
But it's reasonable to assume that if you had a random sample of all users, the situation might be even worse.
Yes.
I have a question. Well, two, actually. One, you showed that in a company of 10 or less that it was more successful implementation than in the larger companies. Did you deduce anything from that other than it was easier to manage a company of 10 or less, and that it's just a management issue of getting them to use the CMS in the small companies? And two, if there was any relationship between the amount of money being spent on the CMS and the success of that, outsourcing an expensive, CMS or internally doing an open source CMS where there was more involvement of the individuals in the company.
Yes, we look on the correlation of spent money and successful implementation, and it was not correlated. It was some companies spent more than 2 or 3 million euro and said, no, it's not solved our problems in the moment. And the problem is that the supplier said, by starting the project, all is possible. And in the end, oh, no, it's not all possible. And the methodology is not working, which we started. And now, for example, in big companies with more than 100,000 employees, we find out that only 10 webmasters are working with the system, yes? And that's not the sense of a content management system, because then you can stay on the old platform where each webmaster only manage their websites and not in a distributed way. And it was not really correlated to the amount they spent.
I'm not at all surprised about the numbers regarding lack of crossover for a given CMS between intranet purposes, and extranet purposes. It was a puzzle to me for a long time, but after working in industry for a long time, I think I understand the roots of that. But what does astonish me is your statement that 55% of your universe of the sample chose a CMS without doing any needs or requirements analysis.
Okay.
On the face of it, that statement would seem to me, at least, to be a pretty clear explanation about why there's no correlation between success and anything else, because there's bound to be a high degree of correlation between success and knowing what it is that you're trying to get done. But I wonder if That's such a remarkable number. Would you mind amplifying a little bit? Do you mean literally they had no needs or requirements analysis in hand at all, or do you mean virtually? Like a few people thought they knew what they wanted and made some kind of an effort, or they just plunged ahead and looked at a few systems and bought one?
Yeah, sometimes it was a problem that, for example, on the other company choose a CMS and they are in some kind related to this company, and then they must use all those CMS, for example, yes. And they use, because when in a concern, for example, the concern director or CEO said, okay, we use for Mercedes-Benz, for example, this CMS, then the other companies which are related to Mercedes-Benz use also this CMS, because also when they work in a complete other way and with other topics and so. That was one reason, but often they go only to some exhibitions also, and then they look, yeah, okay, what are nice systems, and they show them, okay, it's easy to create a new page, and then they said, okay, that's good for us, and we don't need some HTML editor also, and it was really so that 55% said we don't think about our processes and about our requirements, and a lot of companies said, yeah, all companies has now a CMS, and we need also one, and so, but we need it very fast now, and so please start it, and more pressure from other, from the market, and they think, okay, when other need has one, then we need also one. And think not about what this means for them.
Sorry, I just got two quick questions. Was your evaluation covering both commercial and open source
yes.
systems? And was that roughly sort of, can you give an idea of whether you looked into the success, relative success of open source versus commercial products or anything like that?
I think in the implementation there's no difference, because the open source are implemented from some agencies also, and it's the same chance to find an agency which doesn't support the common management from a complete way. And but it was by the user. I can say the CMS. The open source CMS are better in technology and are better in open standards and in support to integrate other systems, but they are not so good in usability, and because they are often too much technical driven, and only the developer decide what is easy to use, and so in average, the usability was not so good by open source system like in proprietary systems. Yes. Oh, I forgot to hear. But sorry, it's in German published. But I have published some conference articles which are downloadable on the website.
My question is in terms of number of years that the company is using a CMS compared to the number of years that the company is in business, do you have any sense of, because when you talk about, let's say, a small company under 10 people, more people are using it, but it could also be the company is 2 years old and it has a system for 1 year, so it's half its lifespan. So, but if an older company, a large company, it's only like 1% of its lifespan that has a CMS, maybe just didn't have the time to integrate it and to start using it.
That's an interesting aspect. We didn't look on this aspect. The age of a company. We only look on the size of a company. And yes, but it's interesting. I think we must do it. Perhaps it's one reason.
Hi there, Stephen Gittner from Crown Peak Technology. I was curious, when you were evaluating some of the larger enterprise-level solutions, large Mercedes-Benz-type companies, how many of those companies were actually using more than one content management system? Because in a lot of cases, you find that they're using sort of a CMS for one part of the website and maybe a knowledge management system that's also being used for web publishing in some sense. So I was trying to get a sense of like how many other systems are there that are sort of redundant or being used for other purposes that a CMS would be.
That's right. A lot of the bigger companies use a lot of systems. And because some department decides, yeah, we need that, and the other decides at the same moment we need another system. And for example, Mercedes-Benz or Novartis from Basel in Switzerland use, I think, 10 or 15 systems parallel, you know, for intranet, for extranet, and so on. That's okay, then you have a higher complexity. And I know now from different contacts that these companies start in the moment to reorganize this situation, that they reduce the number of systems they use. And I know it from a lot of cases that also from the telecommunication industry, they stopped all systems, the development of the systems, and say, now we need a strategy with one system and one methodology and not with this complex area. Okay.
Thank you very much, Florian. Are we ready for this? 10:45.